A state fund to help landowners reduce water pollution could also be used to get rid of invasive plants. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports a state Senate bill to allow this passed out of committee last week.
The Clean Water Indiana program usually provides matching dollars to help farmers and landowners implement practices like cover cropping and no-till agriculture to keep the soil from eroding and getting into local waterways. But those who support the bill say more funding is desperately needed to tackle the problem of invasive plants on private land. Among other things, they can crowd out native plants and reduce species diversity. Ray Chatton is with the State of Indiana Cooperative Invasives Management, or SICIM.
Now, whether we're going to see a dramatic increase in the number of plant and animal species that will become threatened, endangered, or face extinction, but how many?
Advocates say invasive plants also threaten Indiana's hardwood lumber, agriculture, and tourism industries. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The bill doesn't give additional money to Clean Water Indiana to tackle invasive species, only the authority to use the program's funds.